four and two, halftime, and then two left. Okay. Hi, I'm Alan, a grateful recovering food addict.
Hi, Alan.
And I'm talking a little to the promises of step five and step six. Starting with step five, and step five is obviously turning over your step four. The first promise was a promise that once we have taken this step, we'll no longer have anything to hide. And you know, there's a saying in the fellowship where sick is our sickest secrets. And I feel like I came into this fellowship with all these really sick secrets that I like never told a soul till I did a fifth step with my sponsor. Some of you may have heard my story over the years. I had a really highly tragic, dysfunctional childhood. Just a couple of things. I had a mother who struggled with mental illness and was regularly suicidal and regularly asked me to kill myself with her. And I'd be a 10 or 11 year old child, and my mother would literally hand me a bottle of pills, sleeping pills, hand me some soda, and tell me to take the pills and die with her. And we'd die together. And you know, you could like imagine the shame and the fear that goes with that. I was sexually molested as a child. I'm an incest survivor. I was physically beaten up in some pretty horrific ways as a kid. And I'd never told anyone these things. You know, like I was 335 pounds. Just as a side note, I'm keeping off 150 pounds. I celebrated 3 years a couple weeks ago. I've been in the program longer. I've had periods of relapse and abstinence. I've had as much as 14 years of back-to-back. But in any case, I came into this fellowship with all these secrets. You know, like who would you tell these things to unless you had a therapist or maybe a pastoral counselor or something? And I had like no one. So till I joined OA, no one ever knew any of these things, you know? And I just felt horrible. My mother died in a psychiatric hospital system after overdosing on pills, and I didn't have a father, and it was just like full of this stuff. And all of a sudden I did this thing called a fourth step and did this thing called a fifth step and shared these things with this person. And he just like listened, it was compassionate, it was like, oh my God, you know, I'm so glad you're here. And he said things like, you know, you probably need help beyond OA, you know, OA isn't gonna handle the fact that you're sexually abused as a child, you know, you probably need to see a therapist or another fellowship. And he, you know, pointed me to other forms. But the most powerful thing was just that transparency of saying these things that I felt horrible about for so long, and to be open about it. And so now, I don't have any more secrets that I haven't at least told to several people, if not openly in front of a group, you know? Like, I don't sit there with those secrets. And so that was really one of the promises, that this is who I am. This is my life. I wish it was different. Surely I wish a lot of things were different, but this is what it was, and this is my truth. You know, another one is that we will begin to forgive ourselves. And I had a lot of harsh judgment. I had a lot of toxic behavior at different times in my life. Lying and stealing, doing mean things, acting out of anger, all sorts of things. And I would, you know, judge myself, because if you'd heard behavior, you go, wow, that was terrible, why'd you do that? You know, that would like be a natural reaction. And I realized I was doing all I knew how to do. You know, I came out of a horrible, chaotic thing, and that was the skill set I had. It was called survive. So I would steal food, I would lie, I would do all sorts of things because that's all I knew. And I've just started to forgive. I mean, I just think now, if someone was looking at a child whose mother just told him to kill herself, how much compassion you would have for that child, how much compassion you would have for a child who is severely beat up at times and harassed. And you know, it's incredible compassion. Like, that's me. That was me years ago. So there's just this sense of just having compassion and acceptance for you know, what that child went through. And I think so much of it is just finding another human being to be transparent with, to be open with. And you know, I remember my sponsor, we did the fifth step, kind of like the big book way, columns and very structured, first 164 pages. He was kind of a big book thumper type. But then he sort of said, is there other stuff there that's causing you pain? It may not fit into a category, but is it other stuff there that you've never told anyone that causes you pain? And honestly, for me, that was a much bigger part of it. You know, there's not necessarily a category for my mother used to ask me to kill myself, you know? I mean, I suppose it's resentment, but I didn't quite, it wasn't resentment. It was just like, oh my God, you know? And so that whole space of unconditional acceptance, no judgment, compassion, I can't speak enough to the power of it. Sometimes I think that is one of the most powerful things in OA beyond anything. It's just that safe, transparent space for our stuff. Just to go on to another one, step six, a promise that we will become wiser, saner, and more effective. And I can tell you that I feel like I'm very effective in a lot of things I do in my life. I mean, each day I have like a list of things I need to do professionally, and I really do them. You know, I mean, I just go through it. There's very little procrastination. I'm like really pretty much just cut to the chase and do what I need to do. What I do professionally has to be done very effectively. I do publications for the United States military. It educates people how to find bombs and stop bombs, how to counter IEDs. I'm the primary publisher of counter IED materials for the United States Department of Defense. I have to really do that well. I mean, I'm literally, you know, do that so well. And you know, I've had soldiers come up to me and say like, thank you, I'm alive because one of your publications helped me find a bomb, you know? Last year, a colonel came up to me, and he was almost in tears, and he said, just thank you what you've done for our country. There are so many soldiers that found bombs because of your work, you know? And so I need to be really sane and clear and effective when I do what I do, because lives are really, really at stake, you know? And so I'm just grateful that this program has allowed me to, most of the time, be a pretty focused, effective person in the world, you know, for things that that matter. You know, I'm in a relationship, and we mostly get along really well, but every so often we have like issues, our emotions clash, she's from a different culture, sometimes it's really challenging, and when it's like, I know that, okay, I'm emotionally upset, I can't effectively manage this now, you know, so I know that I need to get a time out, and then I need to call people and get support from people who have more knowledge about relationships and things than I do in these situations. And I do that. I pretty quickly write about it, email someone, call someone. I know who to call. They help me see the things. They help me figure out if I need to make an amends or do something. And pretty quickly, within a day or two, I'm sitting back down with my partner and we're working through what happened. And it's not always perfect, but it's pretty darn effective. Like we have a very functional relationship, you know, 95-98% of the time we work really well together, you know, as a team, you know. And so I feel like, again, you know, it's like, because I don't want to sit there, I was married before this, where stuff would drag for weeks and months and be resentments and become out passive aggressive and blah, 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 blah. And now it's like we have our crap, but it gets cleaned up in 24, 48 hours, you know. And that, I guess, you know, is program. And then even, you know, my food is, at times hits bumpy parts where I wonder, did I handle something right? A special event, a wedding, or some kind of party, and did I make the best call? Did I plan it right? And again, as soon as anything looks a little bit off, I immediately look at it. I immediately call my sponsor, talk about it, go, hey, did I handle that right? What can I do different next time or before it's coming? This event is coming up, let's work out a plan, you know? Okay, eat before you get there. It's just not, you know, those places where they're like carrying the food on the hors d'oeuvres and you have to like catch your meal. I've never done that. I just run the guys down and try to knock them over and get the whole tray, you know? So I've learned like I can't eat at an hors d'oeuvre kind of roving place. It just doesn't work. I just have to eat before, eat after, you know? But again, that's like effective. Is that time? Yeah. So in any case, yeah, I really do believe this has just made me be more effective in all aspects of my life. Thanks.
Thanks.